Yes, ma'am.
Are we ready?
Okay. Good evening. My call to order this February 25th, 2025 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I'm pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I'd like you to feel as comfortable as possible, and I'll do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask you to please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will acknowledge you, and you can come forward to the podium. Our City Clerk, Brenda Wheeler, must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either myself, City Council, or to City Staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin this evening with a roll call of members.
Paper?
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Long?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Clark?
Here.
Wetzer?
Yep.
Highfield. All members present except Highfield.
Thank you. If you'd please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number four, the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote. Motion passes. Item number five. I'll open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit application submitted by Megan Carlson, 2068 Park Street, Blair, Nebraska, for the use of a licensed daycare with no more than 8 children on Lot 6 in Larson 4th Addition to the City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, together with part of the vacated Park Street adjacent thereto, otherwise known as 2068 Park Street, for 5 years. Mr. Byerman.
Good evening, Mayor Ruff. Good evening, Council. Jeff Byerman, planning Community Development Director today. It's been a long couple of days of FEMA regulations, so my brain's a bit scattered. I apologize. First up tonight is a condition use permit for a daycare in the northwest corner of Blair by Megan Carlson. She's looking for 5 years for licensed daycare by the state for up to 8 children on Lot 6. Up to 5 years, the zoning in this area is RML. Under Section 303 definitions, it talks about a daycare center, which is another facility. You can read right there. The reason this describes this is it's 4 or more children other than from the same family and required to be licensed as a daycare with the state of Nebraska. Because of that, under exceptions in RML, 70404, it talks about a family daycare not operated within a private dwelling, group daycare, or daycare center. Again, the definition of the daycare center here talks about more than 4 children who are not related. So if she wants up to 8, thus she does need a condition use permit. Hours that what she's looking for is 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday. Once this CUP is granted, if it's granted, then they will work with DHHS, will cover all the licensing. Planning Commission did recommend approval 7-0 with the stipulation of only 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with no more than 8 children and for the 5 years. I know it was rather quick. Any questions?
Is 5 long enough time, like, for parents to get home and then to pick up kids?
I will let the applicant answer that. I'm not sure it's what we had talked about or what she'd asked about. So.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. I had to worry about that for a while.
Really?
Certainly up to council's prerogative to extend it. Or, well, can it be extended if it was on the application?
Application says
5.
7 to 5.
Okay.
Which I believe cannot be extended.
If we publicize it that way, then technically, you know, the concern always is that if you publicize it one way and then expand it beyond that, so.
It just did the number, it didn't do the time of day.
Okay.
And then public notice anyway.
Oh, really?
The public notice just has the number of children, it does not have the time.
Okay, yeah, so therefore that piece of it you could.
We could extend it, okay. Do you have any other questions for Mr. Byerman? Thank you.
Again, rather scattergreen, right? Here's the location, the application, 208 Jackson Street. It's on the corner here of North 21st.
208 Park Street.
Park Street, sorry. And RML is the zoning, as it's surrounded by RML. And a picture of the house in the street. Now I think I'm done.
I wasn't trying to rush you, sorry. I know they've got questions for the applicant. Does the applicant want to come forward? State your name and spell your last name and address, even though I know it's on here.
Megan Carlson, CAO-SON.
Did you have a question for her?
Yeah, I mean, are you fine with five or would you six for safety's sake?
I could do six. The reason that I do five is that I also have a child in school and they are involved in extracurricular activities that I would like to be part of and keep them in.
Okay.
So just to accommodate to them as well.
Makes sense.
Do you want to keep it five or would you?
I would like to keep it five.
Okay, all right. Okay. You're the applicant. Any other questions for Megan?
No, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any other comments from the public? Brenda, do we have any comments in writing?
No.
I will close the public hearing. How would the council like to proceed?
I'll make a motion to approve the conditional use permit submitted by Megan Carlson as presented with the stipulation of hours from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with no more than 8 children.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the conditional use permit. Please register your vote.
That pop up?
Yeah.
Then it popped right back up.
Hold on.
Ooh, that they already voted.
Well, that was my vote.
Did you vote with your
mind? I was going to vote.
did you vote with your mind? I don't know.
That's impressive.
Okay. Let's try it again. Let's do it.
Let's go forward.
It's tough when you're being watched, right?
I know.
Just go to the board.
There we go.
Board.
Oh, no, there it is. I love the
there
board.
There we go.
It'll pop it up again, probably. Yep. All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. I have number six. I will open a public hearing to consider amending Blair's 2015 Comprehensive Plan, Section 4.2, Future Land Use, by combining the future land use categories of residential, multifamily, and residential single family into one category, residential, and adopting an updated future land use map after replacing all future uses of agricultural or vacant, residential, multifamily, and residential single family with the future use residential. Mr. Byerman.
Thank you. For your next consideration, we are dealing with the actual comprehensive plan, which is the basis for everything we pretty much do in planning and zoning. Back in 2015, it did give us the roadmap for the city to move forward. At this point, we do want to amend a certain section. We'll show you on a map. It's really not as much as a map as the actual uses. But at uses, we want to get rid of residential, multifamily, and also agricultural in the future land use map on this to replace just what residential. Because really, that's what the future is going to hold. Now, as far as multifamily or anything like that, that will be covered under present local zoning. For example, right now we have all this extra area outside of our, in our 2 mile ETJ that's supposed to be ag. Sometimes it says vacant, but in the comprehensive plan it calls for ag. But we know in the future that we want that to be residential. Same thing with these areas right here that are just designed for multifamily. Well, under our present zoning, those can be other things too. But in our future zoning like this, for it to stay this way, if we want to do something else, we have to change that. Many times you've heard us say, or heard me say, first we want to change the future land use map, now we want to change the present zoning. By adopting this in 4.2 and then combining everything in one, hopefully in the future there'll be less of that. So if there is something out in our 2-mile ETJ that used to be ag, we don't have to change that future zoning anymore. It is already zoned as residential. So again, residential multifamily, residential single family. In the future land use map, just is just residential. And that encompasses all of the residential, whether it's multifamily, single family dwellings, duplexes. Currently, here is our 2-mile ETJ. You see the yellow hatched area is currently the ag area. And in this area here is some multifamily high density. Actually, it's just multifamily under the future land use map. Here's some areas around all highway commercial that's been also flagged for multifamily. Well, under the residential, they're either ACH or multifamily residential is under CUP, or in the residential areas that are like RML or RMH currently existing, that's already an option either through CUP or granted by right. So we talked about commercial district A1, and then this is the district here. What we are hoping to do, talks about the low density district, multifamily of 6 units, residential condominiums. Now this would be the locals, the present zoning, if they were applied to this. Again, for any of this stuff to happen before we change the future land use map, we just have to go through extra steps. Jacob, do I get the red line copy, please? I want to scroll down all the way to the bottom first.
The red line didn't have any red line in it.
Yeah, we thought we'd change that like 2 minutes before leaving.
Here. The magic worked.
Yes. And if you can kind of scroll down, there's quite a bit here in this red line copy. It's kind of hard to read. But the major areas it talks about is RL, RM, RML, RMH, residential multifamily. What we're doing is we're pretty much striking all of 4.2 and replacing it with the clean copy at the top, which simply reads, in the area, single family, two family dwellings, multifamily dwellings, townhouses, condominiums, public quasi parks, which means that anything in the future land use map and the future land use in 4.2, which is residential, is now covered by all this. Anything comes in the future, we don't have to change the future land use map. Talks about the characteristics of the residential category. Again, we talked about the different uses there. Opportunities for outdoor recreation, open spaces are still preserved. Pedestrian connectivity, trails, sidewalks, still preserved for the town plan. Accessory structures limited to enforce the pedestrian scale of neighborhoods. And then the residential alternatives should be allowed, including units with varying numbers of bedrooms, living, working, stuff like that. That also gives any future plans, such as ADUs, places like that, a chance to be looked at without having to go through and change the future land use map.
Back to
yes. So the proposal now is to take all of this, getting rid of multifamily and ag, into one future land use map with residential. Again, I was a lot very quickly, but I think hopefully it was clear enough to understand.
It's not as colorful now, but it's all right. It's simpler.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Byerman? Thank you. Any comments from the public? Do you have any comments in writing? All right, I will close the public hearing.
I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2565.
An ordinance to amend the Blair Municipal Code, Chapter 10, Article 18, Section 10-18.02, occupation tax amounts for publication of liquor license This is what we're doing?
No.
Sorry, wrong ordinance. Jeff and I are still in Lincoln.
Six. Comprehensive.
An ordinance amended comprehensive plan, section 4-2, future land use by combining the future land use categories of residential, multifamily, and residential single family into category residential and adopting updated future land use map, replacing all future uses of agricultural or vacant residential, multifamily, and residential single family with the future use of residential for the city of Blair, repealing all ordinance parts of the ordinance complex herewith, providing the sum should be full force and effect, and providing for this publication this ordinance in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory ruling regarding reading of three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance amended the comprehensive development plan section 4.2 future land use by combining the future land use categories of residential multifamily and residential single family into one category residential and adopting an updated future land use map, replacing all future uses of agriculture or vacant residential multifamily and residential single family with future use of residential for the city of Blair, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflicts herewith, providing the sum should be full force and effect, and providing for publication of this ordinance in pamphlet form.
I'd like to adopt ordinance number 2565 as presented.
Second.
Question.
The question for the council is, shall ordinance number 2565 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2565 duly adopted. Item number 7. Presentation by Blair Fire Department's Senior Cadet Program and Introduction of Senior Cadets. Mr. Dunn.
How's it going? Jake Dunn, Public Safety Communication Coordinator. So, present to you tonight for our cadet program that's been going on. We revamped the cadet program, brought it back in December 2023. This is the original 10 that we had when we first started. So the cadet program, how it works, it's high school age kids that can start, that are interested in fire service or EMS. We partner with Blair Community Schools through their Skills USA program that features a bunch of different career paths. It's just another thing for them to do. This program's been vital throughout the history of BBFD. We have several current members that have gone through the program. Again, we started back in December 2023 this round with 10 cadets. We're currently sitting at 9, including our 3 senior cadets that I'll introduce here in a second. We've had another 25 high school students have shown interest. How it works for them, they have their own drill training once a month. We train with them, get them introduced to it, and then if they're available on Thursday nights, on our training nights, they come up and train with all the members so they can get that experience. Tonight, though, we're going to really focus on our 3 senior cadets. So we have Landon Holtz. You guys are here. You can come up here too, so everybody can see you. So we got Chastity Hong, we have Emmett McIntosh, and Landon Holtz. All 3 of them have been going since we restarted in December 2023. We promoted them to senior cadets. What that entails is now they are going to be responding with us on emergency calls with restrictions. It's in our bylaws to allow that. Obviously, we're not going to let them run right into the front door, but they've been working very hard. This is just a testimony to their hard work over the last year and a half. And we wanted to introduce them to you guys, and really, we're really proud of them. So,
do we have any comments from our council?
Thank you for your time and interest.
Fantastic job.
Congratulations.
Your courage and dedication have shown your true character, and for that, we are very grateful. Congratulations. They're ready to go.
That's cool.
Item number 8. Consider an ordinance to amend the Blair Municipal Code, Chapter 10, Article 18, Section 18-1802, adding a publication fee for new and renewal liquor licenses as required by state statute. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Good to see you all tonight. And several of you were down in Lincoln, too, for the conference that just got over the last 2 days. And so good to see you all back. Yeah, it led to kind of a goofy night tonight. And then Aaron's not feeling well, so he went home sick earlier this afternoon. So it's kind of an odd day for us. But this item before you, as the mayor had mentioned, is a minor change with our occupation tax. So these liquor licenses are considered to be an occupation tax. One of the things that the state of Nebraska has done over the last several years is move more and more of the application process online. It makes it easier for the Nebraska Liquor Commission to handle them online as well. In the past, we have worked with our local applicants because there's a publication aspect that the city has to participate in. And we've always basically scheduled that publication and then told the applicant what the actual dollar amount was, and they would simply reimburse the city for that publication. Now all of that's going to be handled online through the Liquor Commission's website, and they're requiring us to set a fee. And it no longer can be a flexible fee based on the actual dollar amount. It has to be a set fee for everyone. So we did a little bit of analysis. I think the average rates ended up being in the $11, $12 range. We added a couple dollars just for an administrative fee. And so we're recommending to you tonight to add into our occupation tax area now a requirement for the $15 publication fee for a liquor license. Any questions?
Is there a charge currently, or?
Again, right now they pay exactly what the actual charge is, but they do that to the city. They won't be able to do that anymore. They'll have to do it online and ahead of time. So again, the state's forcing us to set a dollar amount. So we did pick a dollar amount that was, you know, a couple dollars over what we had been charging, hadn't been charging any kind of administrative fee. You're free to drop that dollar amount to something lower if you chose to, but we felt like, as we've done with a lot of our other permit fees, to have some administrative charge in there. That way they're kind of covering part of the staff time.
Is there any investigation as what other surrounding communities, Fremont, Plattsmouth, or for anybody, what they charge?
I don't know. Brenda, did you look at all to see?
No, I don't know how many of them even do this online. I mean, okay. I could continue to have the people come up here and do all of that. It just is so much harder for your Walgreens, your Walmart, your bigger stores, No Frills, or Superfoods that want to pay online. So we're just moving to online too, and we just have to do a set amount. I don't even know what other cities do.
We're trying to keep it relatively close to what we actually end up having to pay.
Because you've taken the average of what you've paid on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Right.
And then added a couple dollars for cushion.
Right. It's just depending on how long their notice is, it could be $11.95 all the way up to $13.33. I haven't gone over $14 too much, so, but most of them are in the high 13, 12 to 13.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Green? Thank you. Thank Any you. Questions from the public? Comments from the public? Having none, Finance Committee.
Finance Committee met and we thought $15 was reasonable. If no one has any questions, I would like to, what do I want to do? I want to introduce ordinance number 2566.
An ordinance to amend Blair City Municipal Code, Chapter 10, Article 18, Section 10, Dash 1802, Occupation Tax. Amounts of publication of liquor license, new and renewal, repealing all orange parts of orange conflict herewith, providing this ordinance should be full force in effect and published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading in three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second. Question.
The question for the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance to amend the Blair City Municipal Code, Chapter 10, Article 18, Section 10-1802, Occupation Tax, amounts for publication of liquor license due and renewal, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, providing the solution of the full force in effect, and publishing that form.
I move final passage of ordinance number 2566.
Second. Question.
The question now before the council is, shall ordinance number 2566 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2566 duly adopted. Item number 9, consider resolution 2025-23 to approve for the Blair Police Department a quote from Motorola Solutions, Inc. for the purchase, setup, and configuration of their Flex RMS mobile records management system and four-year quote for hardware and software maintenance. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to kind of rebuild a little bit of history for us, if you go all the way back to last summer when we were putting the budget together, we had several requests coming out of the police department for some enhanced equipment as well as some software. So this particular one is for the RMS, or the records management system, that the police department uses to track all of the various incidents. It is a advanced records management system that has multiple modules and ties all this data together. So when officers stop, maybe pull a car over, pull up the registration for that, the system is automatically able to kind of pull up any case in the past where that individual's been involved with, if there's an active warrant out for them, some things like that. So having these kinds of robust systems are very, very beneficial to the police department. In the past, we've tried to cooperate with Washington County in the Sheriff's Office to have a system hosted down there. That's had its pros and cons over the years. It's been very hard to maintain that system, both on the hardware side as well as the software side. The current configuration that both departments are using right now, because part of the challenge we face too is these software packages tend to get purchased by other entities and they either support them or don't support them. Our understanding is that the Sheriff's Office is not interested in moving forward with this new particular package. And so this would be one that we would be purchasing on our own, using on our own, hosting on our own. So back in the summer when we laid all this out, the discussion was had with all of you and was approved to potentially then go forward with a public safety bond that would cover the cost for all these particular items. Several months ago, the council approved that the issuance of that public safety bond up to a little bit over $1 million. But then we were going to bring back to you all of the individual items that were going to be covered by that bond. This is one of those items tonight. And I'm pleased to be able to let you know that it's actually a little bit less than what we had budgeted for originally. So that's a good thing. But total cost for the hardware and the software, which includes the purchasing, setup, and configuration, is $363,183.58. And then also in the agreement is coverage for the first 5 years of maintenance on both the software and the hardware. It's covered automatically with that large dollar amount for the first year. The second through the fifth year ranges from just over $24,000 a year to up to $27,000 a year for year five, for a total that's in the resolution before you of $102,134. We pay that every year. That's not required up front. But this $363,000+ will be paid over, I think, three or four different payments as they're in the process of ordering equipment, implementing, and getting it set up for us. So again, all covered by that public safety bond. The public safety bond then is basically a pledge from the municipality that when it comes time for property tax, that a small piece of that amount that we charge for property tax is allocated towards this. It's not good, you shouldn't consider it to be an increase in the property tax. It's my job to make sure that when we bring you a budget, that however much of that property tax levy is required to cover this debt is going to be taken care of, and then we'll have the rest to deal with. And again, we spend a large amount of our sales tax for property tax relief. And so every year there's a good chunk of sales tax that kind of helps pay for things that could be paid for by property tax to help keep that mill levy as low as it is. So any questions you have for me?
Good.
Thank you. Any comments from the public?
I have one, Mayor.
Come forward.
Good evening, Mayor, Councilman. I'm Kelly McManigal, Sergeant with the Police Department. One other thing that's
address, in, sorry.
Oh, sorry. 1540 Oak Drive.
Thank you.
One other thing, a couple other things is going to allow us to do better. Our inventory, we currently do not have the best capability to do inventory of what we have for equipment on hand at the police department. This will all be included in this program. We also just purchased the camera systems. In that camera system is an LPR program. It's a license plate reader. So basically we drive around and our cameras are looking out into the streets. If it picks up a license plate and it detects it as stolen or there's a flag on it for whatever reason, we can then take enforcement action. This stuff will integrate seamlessly with this new program. So it's kind of essential. So that's all I had to say. Any questions? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? Having none, police and fire.
We did meet and did discuss. It was covered in the budget. We like some of the robustness, and is what Officer McManagle just reiterated. I think it sounds like a good fit for the department, and I think it's fantastic to keep up on technology. So I would like to introduce Resolution 2025-23.
Resolution number 2025-23 was introduced by Councilmember Paulson to approve for the Blair Police Department a quote from Motorola Solutions, Inc. for the purchase, setup, and configuration of their Flex RMS mobile records management system and for a 4-year quote for hardware and software maintenance.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2025-23 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution number 2025-23. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10, consider Resolution number 2025-24. Approving Amendment 7 to the Engineering Agreement with HDR Engineering for final redesign, rebidding, and some construction inspections and administration for the Industrial Water Main Project. Mr. Heaton.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So as Mayor just mentioned, before you, is Amendment 7 with HDR, essentially for ongoing work with the Industrial Water Main project to install the water line from Cargill to the water plant. As you all know, we've had some issues with that, and so the project has taken longer than initially expected. So this this amendment would add another $120,000 worth of work for the engineer and the team at HDR. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to spend that. It's just upping that limit an extra $120,000. So if we would need to call on them for assistance with anything going forward, we have that capability. Any questions or anything?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Water and Sewer Committee.
We did meet on this, and this is just standard procedure. So council doesn't have any questions. I will introduce resolution number 2025-24.
Councilmember Willis introduced resolution number 2025-24, approving amendment 7 to the engineering agreement with HDR Engineering for final redesign, rebidding, and some construction inspections and administration for the Industrial Water Main Project.
Make a motion to adopt a resolution number 2025-24 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2025-24. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Since it's so early tonight, I've got a long list. My wife would like to see me sometime and remember who I am, so after this conference. So just a couple things to bring to your attention. All of it's staff related, so several exciting things to be able to announce to you. Number one, CJ, who was just up here, our Director of Public Works, want to let you know that he's been accepted by ICMA into their top leadership development program for this next year coming up. So he'll officially be a member of the 2025 class of leadership ICMA, they call it. It's a great honor for him. He'll be doing some traveling, have a chance to meet some different city officials from around the country, meet with several of the bigwigs at the national level. So it's really a great program. I constantly give him a hard time about it, though, because I had the privilege of going through it back in 2010, and it was a two-year program back then. It's only a one-year program now. So this is like leadership I see made light. very, very excited for him. It's going to be a great program, and it really is career-changing. So good for him. Very excited to be sponsoring him in that regard. On a little bit sadder note, we were officially told today that Pat Long is retiring as our parks supervisor. So Pat's here with us tonight. I'm not going to drag him up here tonight. I am giving him warning right now that we are going to embarrass the heck out of him in the coming months and give him the just rewards that he deserves for the long time service that he's given to the city of Blair. So Pat, greatly appreciate your work on behalf of the citizens and all the great things that you've done for the park department. The city's changed a lot since you were a young man first hired by the city. So.
We have a lot more trees.
Yeah, we do. A lot more trees. So excited about that. So thank you, Pat. We'll let you know kind of what the process looks like then. Officially, his last day is going to be May 2nd. We have a few other positions that we're in the process of hiring for. Again, Joe Lager has previously announced his retirement coming up here in April, so we're moving forward with that process. Just wanted to let you know that the police chief hiring process is moving into the next phase next week with another round of interviews. It's been whittled down to five candidates, and then the final round will take place towards the end of March. We'll let you know exactly what's going to happen at that point in time. When we get to that stage, there'll just be three candidates. There will be public information who those three are. And then we hope to have a decision made by the mayor and then off to you for the first meeting in April for the actual appointment. So we're still on schedule for that. As you know, our library director left here recently too because of her husband getting a job down in Lincoln. So we are looking forward to doing the first round of interviews for those for that position. Mid-March, we had over 20 applicants, I think, come in for that, and so we're whittling that number down as well, so very excited about that list. And then finally, one of the new positions that we've got is our chemist at the water treatment plant, and that individual starts next week. So once he's started and on staff, we'll schedule one of the council meetings to have him come visit you and kind of introduce him to you that night as well. So lots of things going on. Not only just projects around town, but with staffing and all those challenges. And boy, isn't it nice to have some great weather. So enjoy it. Any questions that you have for me? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make the motion.
A second.
We have a motion second to adjourn. Please register your vote. Newbies have to do it.
There you go.
Council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.